Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You haven't had to yell at your neighbors lately, have you?
No.
Just making sure. I did hit her. I don't want to go down this road.
Try to refrain from that.
You have to stay away from your neighbors or just talking to your neighbors?
No. Yelling. Why would you yell at neighbors?
Well, I park the car in the wrong place. Maybe use your trash can after walking their dogs down the street. I heard that there was a dilemma going on here at the station. Someone, I mean, that's straight rude, isn't it? You walk your dogs, all of a sudden it's trash day. You see somebody else has their trash can out and you got to throw away stuff. And then all of a sudden you use their trash can. That's not cool, is it? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I know the story. I heard it.
Yeah. Do you think that that's cool or not? I'm just curious.
Of course it's not.
It's rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dan, agree?
I don't know. Really? I think it just depends on what.
It like is if a you're trash
putting,
can.
If you're putting dog mess in there, like...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, if you're putting dog mess in there and it's like going to the bottom of the can, I have a different problem with it. But like if, you know, you've got a... I don't know.
If some it's all kind wrapped
of,
up.
Some kind of garbage.
Of course it's wrapped up. I mean...
Yeah, some kind of garbage that you like picked up on the street or something like that and you want to put it in a trash can, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, garbage I get. That I can understand, but it's the dog stuff. I just thought... I heard that conversation the other day, and I was just like, man, that's rude. Like, you can't do that. Well, take
maybe
it back to your own garbage can.
Make sure it's, like, on the top so that it falls out and doesn't end up, like, dropping.
Okay. Let's get back to the Browns, shall we? Nick Chubb, speaking of the Browns, right? So, Nick Chubb spoke for the first time down in Houston. And so, I was really excited to hear what he had to say. Now, we know that when Nick was here, Nick didn't say a whole lot. He spoke with his actions. Spoke with his actions, like great plays, gave the ball back to the referee. Let's move on.
That's speak softly and bust off 60-yard touchdown runs.
Exactly right. So what did Nick say when he got to Houston about the Browns, maybe perhaps, or anything else?
Nothing about the Browns. We could flush that one immediately.
Let me be the judge.
He's Nick Chubb.
Oh, let Andy be the judge.
Let me be
okay.
the judge. How could you not be interested in what he had to say? You had to think he had to say something about his game or being here or something like that.
Right.
You know, injuries happen. And with what I did, it takes about 2 years to really get back. And so I'm over the hump. I'm back home. I was back home all off-season training where I trained, you know, every year since I was in high school. And I was able to get a full year in of doing the things that I do best. And so now I'm feeling good as I have been in a long time.
I hate him for having so much class.
I have a second bite if you'd like.
Say something mean about the Browns. Say something great about the fans. Say something mean about the organization for not bringing you back because the fans wanted you back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Chubb.
You know, I was questioning why they wanted me. And then I came here and I saw a bunch of guys who like to work and not talk. And I realized that I'm a perfect fit. So I realized why they wanted me here. And I'm excited about it.
Oh, my God. He's joined the Borg.
Work. He's always been in it.
But not yeah, talk. But now he's got other guys who have all assimilated.
He's always been that way. Nick Chubb isn't going to say anything trashing the organization.
I don't really want him to trash the organization.
Say bad.
I don't
Nick
know.
Nick Chubb.
I want to still love him and be on our team.
And you can.
I wonder if he had to leave the Batman
stuff here. He's wearing Guardians colors now. Think of it that way.
Why would he have to leave the Batman stuff here?
I just asked. I didn't say he did.
No, you said I wonder if he...
Yeah. I don't know. Was it the teams?
Why wouldn't you take it? You think the team has their own...
Maybe. They have everything else.
You're trying to say they've got a fight over a dome, but they can keep their Batman costume? No problem?
They have plenty of guitars to smash. It's a lot of good music that we're not going to hear.
So you've crushed my Nick Chubb dreams. Thanks. All right. Well, I wanted to make sure you were able to hear what he had to say about the Browns, which he didn't. So he did have a press conference. It is weird seeing him in that jersey, though. I'm not going to lie. It was weird. Admit it. Yes? No? Admit it. It was weird. It was weird? No? Yes?
I didn't actually see it.
Oh, you didn't? It's weird.
I knew he signed there. I can visualize Nick Chubb in a Houston Texans jersey.
I felt better when I realized they're just Guardians colors.
See?
Oh, all right. I guess I can live with that. He's not here, but Deontay Johnson is here.
Finally.
And the Browns got to talk about finally that he's here.
Yeah, he didn't show up for OTAs.
Well, should he have? Did he have to? Were they mandatory?
No, they weren't mandatory. Should he have? Yes, he should have.
Why? We didn't get mad at Myles Garrett for not being here. Why should we be mad at another veteran?
Myles is good and Deontay's trying to salvage a career.
Wow. Very judgmental.
Very factual.
I think he deserves the same respect.
Factual.
He deserves the same respect as any other veteran in the NFL.
Oh, I'm not saying he had to be here. He got some bum advice from somebody.
Along the way, because
maybe
there weren't
he had some personal things and he couldn't, but sorry, you need to be here. You have a career to salvage.
Mm. Dan, what do you have to say yesterday?
Well, the big part of it kind of is what Jeff laid out. His past is going to follow him around everywhere. He was politely asked to leave the Ravens twice. He was cut last year as well. So clearly, opportunities were few, and Deontay Johnson knew it.
You know, I'm thankful, you know, just to get another opportunity to be here one day at a time, control what I can control, you know, make the most of my opportunities, and that's how it is for me right now. Last year is last year. I mean, I'm just worried about this year.
All right. He's good. It's all good.
It's what you want to hear for a guy who was politely asked to leave the Ravens twice and was cut from the Texans.
Like,
that's kind of the way that this stuff goes. But the big thing, of course, that question, the word malcontent gets thrown around. I don't know if that's totally the way to describe it. But he's had some hiccups along the way. And so the Browns, of course, need to get some answers.
Really just what I bring to the table, like how I'm going to move forward and stuff like that. And I feel like I'm doing the right things right now, just moving forward.
Just moving forward.
Just moving forward.
Just give me the ball.
Here's the thing.
Okay with it.
Can I? Well, let me bounce something off of you.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Clearly, the end for him in Pittsburgh happened, and they traded him to Carolina. I get that. Okay. But, you know, for some reason, things didn't work out in Pittsburgh. It didn't work out with George Pickens in Pittsburgh either. George is a very good receiver, and Deontay was very good in Pittsburgh, but it didn't last. Went to Carolina. He was on a one-year deal, and they moved him. They weren't very good, and I'm sure they thought they could, you know, get something. And then it didn't work in Baltimore. He refused to go into a game. Didn't work in Houston, and he ended up back in Baltimore because they thought they might be able to get, a compensatory draft choice by signing him and losing him in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year was really weird. Let me ask you this one. I don't think Browns fans remember how good this guy is. Do you?
I do. I mean, the thing about it is when a guy puts a different jersey on, I tend to try to forget about what the problems were in the past and hope that it's a new beginning and a fresh start. So, I mean, I remember how good he was. I hope that they can help him because, as you've said numerous times, and I agree with you on, the whole notion of being able to...
Hand me that pen in front of you, would you?
Be exciting, yeah. To be...
Thanks.
Have a fresh start somewhere else. So I'm all about fresh starts.
Okay, let me hear one more thing from him, Daniel.
Well, you brought up the Pittsburgh part of it and him wanting to, you know, when he was that good, and Jeff saying, I don't think people totally remember. Well, he was asked about how good he was in Pittsburgh.
How much will it be to get back to that form when you are really playing so well for the Steelers?
I'm still in that form. It's just a matter of whenever I get my opportunities, you know, and be able to put it on film.
All right, can I give you some things that might surprise you a little bit.
Okay. Stats to steer my thoughts? Is that what we call this
segment? Well, no, I just want everybody to remember and understand something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jerry Jeudy had a nice year here last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Jerry, clearly, if you're going to label a guy, he's clearly the Browns' number one wide receiver. Is he not?
Yeah, he is today. Yeah.
Jerry has played 5 years in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was the sixth for Diontae Johnson in the NFL.
Okay.
If you take the 5 years Diontae Johnson played in Pittsburgh
mm-hmm.
and compare those to the 5 years that Jerry Jeudy played, four in Denver and one in Cleveland, Diontae Johnson has 90 more receptions. He has a little less than 100 more yards, and he has 10 more touchdowns. In other words, other than yardage, where Jerry Jeudy is known as a guy who can bust it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Diontae Johnson has so outperformed Jerry Jeudy in the first 5 years of each of their careers. It's not even silly. 25 touchdowns to 15, 391 yards receptions, 391 receptions to 301. My only point here is this. This guy could be really good. And you know how much I scream about wide receivers.
I've never heard you once. I thought you were content with every great third-round receiver this team's ever.
This guy, and he said, my phone rang from one team. The Cleveland Browns were the only team that called him. And what did the Browns have to pay him? Vet minimum. You don't think there's a chip on that shoulder? And he said he's thankful to be here. He's got a great opportunity, blah, 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 blah. Andy, he has to salvage a career. But it's a career where he was really good, really good. And then for whatever reason, and I wasn't there and didn't see it, I'm not drawing any conclusions. For whatever reason, man, he fell off the face of the earth. Although he was okay with Carolina last year before they traded him. He was okay. And then it just went south. But this guy has ability, or had ability. I think he still does. And if he can come in and just kind of get it back together again, I think the Browns have found themselves a terrific wide receiver. When free agency hit, I threw his name out and said, you need to go get this guy. Take a chance. And they did. I'm glad they did. But he, in the first 5 years of his career, better than Jerry Jeudy in the first 5 years of his career, at least statistically.
Hmm. I sometimes wonder if teams like guys more because they've had great success against their team. It just depending on, and that depends on the sport. Sometimes, like, you pick up a guy because you know he's just ripped you apart throughout the years. He's had good games against the Browns. He only had one touchdown against the Browns in his career. But he had numerous games of, you know, 80 plus yards. He had at least three of those. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, I remember him wrecking us a couple times. He had two games where he just about had 100 yards in reception.
Former Toledo Rocket.
Yeah. So I don't. Why couldn't he be our number one receiver?
I'm not even going to label him. I want him to be one of the Browns' starting receivers. That's what I'm looking for. You're going to need three of them. I hope he's one of them because if he is, and they incorporate his abilities, and he allows himself to play football, and whatever it was that messed him up last year gets kicked to the curb, great. The Browns have something. And I commend them for signing him. And if he doesn't fit in, doesn't want to fit in, get rid of him. I mean, it's pretty simple.
It doesn't seem like there's a gigantic investment, but the return on it could be outstanding.
Could be huge.
Could be big. I agree with you on that. And so I'm looking forward to see where he could play. I would think he's got himself, as long as he just plays football, he's locked into, I would think he could be, lock himself into a roster spot by the, it could have done
could
by
be,
the end
could
of today.
Be now, yeah.
Yeah, as of right now. But we'll find out more about him as we progress towards the regular
season. In fact,
I'd
be surprised if he hasn't, Andy. He's been really good.
All he has to do is show up and play his normal game, and he should have a spot on the team. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We are the midday show here. We have been for 13 years. But other shows say a lot of other things going on.
Oh, they
on
sure
our
do.
Station throughout the day. None criticizing us, but other...
I'll give it time.
Giving us... Oh, we know. We've been down that last couple weeks or two. But other shows giving us thought-provoking ideas. Much like the afternoon show. Was that correct there, Dano? Yep. Much like the... afternoon show. Was it our good friend Jonathan Peterlin
that
said something that was thought-provoking and maybe bear-provoking as well, too? What was it?
It boils down to something interesting. Like, how willing are you to move one of the two rookies instead of one of the two veterans?
I would be willing to move Dylan Gabriel. I really would. And I would be willing to move Kenny Pickett, too.
I would bet 99% of our fan base can say, I'll pack Dylan Gabriel's bags for him.
Yeah.
You know, I'll make that move 11 times out of 10. If you can get a charcuterie board and a pick for Dylan Gabriel, I'll go ahead and take that. And I think a lot of people would be willing to say that about Kenny Pickett, excuse me. I don't think anybody in our audience right now is willing to say that about Shedeur Sanders.
I would agree with that.
I'm not going to find anybody that's going to say that about Shedeur.
I mean, who doesn't like a good charcuterie board?
It depends on the cheese. Danny Cunningham also in on the afternoon drive there. So his point, let me just make sure I have this 100% correct, because I have now actually listened to what he had to say, and so now I want to kind of chime in on that rather than not hearing what I'd say. So my point is he thinks...
What the heck did you mean?
He thinks... Right, that fans don't care, that fans would drive either Gabriel or Pickett to the airport.
Just walk down the hall, let's ask him. No, it sounded to me like he thought there was no emotional attachment to Dylan Gabriel.
Is that what he was saying? I do agree with you. He did just walk down.
And Kenny Pickett.
He just walked down.
And so to me, it's this. If you're looking at it from a football standpoint, Jonathan, who's walking around the hallway, couldn't be more wrong. He couldn't be more wrong.
Huh?
And the reason why is this. Sorry, fans think Dylan Gabriel, 99% of them think he has no chance to play. Well, how do they know? They don't know. Browns obviously think he has more of a chance to play than Shedeur Sanders because they took him two rounds earlier. Now, where Jonathan is right is this. There are four quarterbacks in camp. Browns fans have an emotional attachment to two of them. Joe Flacco, because of what he did here before.
Mm-hmm.
Those glorious five games. And they were. And I'm not making... They were great.
They were.
They were great.
They 100% were.
They were great. Yes. I'm not making fun of them. They were great.
Probably the best quarter season that this franchise has had since 99.
They were great.
Or most exciting.
And Shedeur Sanders. Because the hype has put Shedeur at a different level. If you're looking for who played better in college, well, it was Dylan Gabriel. I mean, all you got to do is look at the productivity. It's off the charts for Dylan Gabriel. Off the charts. So emotionally, the fans have ties to two of these guys. Shedeur, cool story. Deion's kid, hype like crazy. And Joe Flacco. They don't have any emotional attachment to Dylan Gabriel. They don't have any emotional attachment to Kenny Pickett. And that's where Jonathan's right. Where he's wrong is if he was thinking that it's because of football. Because the fans don't know. We don't know. Jonathan doesn't know. We can all have our opinions, but we don't know.
I have two thoughts on this.
Coaches might know.
One, before Joe Flacco was here, I don't think Browns fans could have cared if Joe Flacco was their quarterback. To him, to Browns fans, they were like, guy that used to beat us, guy that won a Super Bowl with the Ravens.
Guy we didn't think was that good in Baltimore, but that's was right. benefiting from a great defense.
That's right.
And a great running game.
Yes, exactly. As I was kind of getting to. I just
wanted to help you. Sorry.
Thanks.
I apologize.
Sorry, no worries.
I apologize profusely, actually.
It's all right. Why profusely? Why can't you just apologize straight up like most people do?
Why do you have to go above and beyond? I mean, your face is already red. I didn't want you to get more red.
Do I have to take this all day?
Even an apology he insults.
Yeah.
It's actually like a real feat.
This reminds me of the stuff we were putting. We're putting this stuff in the garbage can to start the first segment, to start the hour off.
Never heard someone insult an apology. It's unbelievable.
Well,
I apologized,
and then he yelled at me because I was apologizing profusely. Why couldn't I just apologize regularly?
I didn't yell.
I was going above and beyond.
I didn't yell. I was just trying to figure out what was the difference between a regular apology and a profuse apology. But my point here is not this. My point here is...
Oh, this guy just chucked.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
That's what I feel like I'm in the middle of right now.
Jonathan Peterlin, 100% correct in everything that he said there. I agree with what he said, that fans probably would want to take those two to the airport and just say, let's see what this looks like with Flacco and Sanders right now. If that's what his point was, I think he was dead on. Because I don't think the fans, as you said, Jeff, and I agree with you profusely on this one, they do not have an emotional attachment to the other two quarterbacks. So
that's it.
I concur with you on that.
Thank you for profusely agreeing.
We should all live the life of Larry David.
It's important that you do that. Okay.
I wish they would make more episodes. I wish they would do more.
We'll do another one tomorrow.
I'm still not convinced he's totally done.
Starting at 10 tomorrow, we'll do another episode.
You don't think he's done? Oh. I think he's done. I don't think he's got the energy to do it anymore. The show's too funny. Why would you go back and do it again? Although there were people that said, why would you try to do another Seinfeld?
I mean, shoot, he took, 4 years off or something like that in between seasons at one point? Like, everybody thought it was done, and all of a sudden, boom, it's back again.
It's good to have money.
Yeah, and, he's got enough of it with the Seinfeld rights.
Exactly.
Good golly, he has no reason to work whatsoever. But
that is true.
You know, if Andy and I had that kind of cash, we're coming in every 3.5 years. Hey, let's do a show. Want to, Andy?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm still not totally convinced he's going to come up with, all of a sudden, look down and go, oh, wow, I have a season here. Why not?
Wrote that down.
I've got 10 ideas.
Everybody bored?
Might as well. Call Danson.
All I know is that somebody sent out the clip again last week of Bob Einstein when he really met Jerry Seinfeld for the first time on that set when they were doing the remake on the show. The joke that he told was absolutely filthy
are we
and
done
hysterical.
Are we done with Peterlin's comment then?
We played the
We're now on to Larry David.
We talked about Larry David for a second.
Okay.
Life is not linear.
Okay.
It's not. Sometimes we deviate to the right. Sometimes we deviate to the left. We'll come back to the train track at the end of our life.
That was pretty heavy use of the word linear by you. That was pretty good.
Thank you. I had trouble learning how to edit because I had to change my linear thoughts.
I have to occasionally do this to the lady friend, and I think it's time I have to do it to you now, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? Are you
I couldn't be finer.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Are we good?
It's been like four or five of these that we've been in the middle of, and you've been like, excuse me. Excuse me. I was next.
I don't think I sound quite like that.
There is. There's been like three or four of them that have very much turned into, excuse me.
Sound like Gilbert Gottfried? Is that what you're telling me?
Where did this conversation start? Can somebody help me out here?
Yeah.
I'm so far off
Peterlin's comments.
Yes. Okay. All right. Just making sure. So I think that Jonathan was 100% correct in what he said.
There we go.
And I think we concur. Dan, did you want any piece of the... Should we play the cut again just to get people back up to speed and back on track for what he said?
No, we already did. We're good.
Oh, we can only play it once?
I don't know. You tell me.
This could be the most derailed segment we've ever done.
Excuse me.
But at least we're getting to the point.
Heaven forbid.
The point is people say interesting things on our station all the time. Isn't
There's
that really
the point?
Isn't that the bottom line?
My God,
line
that's why
this?
You want to listen to the fan. Rip off the dial, Andy. Tell him.
Take the knob off. Rip off that knob. Lock it in. 92.3 The Fan. No one has knobs anymore. When's the last time we saw a knob in a car?
Take a chisel and smash that dial.
Are we playing it?
So I feel like my response to this is a very, very simple one for Jonathan Peterlin.
Yes.
Which is that I think if you truly asked Browns fans, they would sit there and go, oh, yeah, Joe Flacco would be good if he were the quarterback. Or, yeah, you know, I'm interested in Shedeur Sanders. Maybe he could do it too. And I think it would then immediately go to, I don't care. Just get me a quarterback who could start for 4 years and lead this team to the playoffs so I never have to see that stupid jersey ever again. I think that's where it ends. Every time. It just will circle right back to, I don't care. Just give me a quarterback who can win.
I can't disagree. Could you imagine if Pickett's a starter and they come out, they're 3-0 to start the season? This town will be on fire. So excited.
You'll be talking about
so
a statue.
Happy. If he can win the first three games of the season as a starting quarterback, knowing how tough it is, and knowing that we have some rivals in there.
Can I give you one little thought?
Why don't you give us one more thought, Jeff?
You mentioned earlier Kevin Stefanski and quarterbacks. You don't think he can do some things with Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Yeah,
That's why I do too. I feel good with any of these quarterbacks and Kevin. I have confidence in Kevin to make a quarterback better if the quarterback wants to buy in. And I think if you send errant passes to the wrong team constantly and are not following what maybe was the initial incentive or the initial thought into what was going into the play call in itself, I think you could have great success with Kevin. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why he's here in the first place, was his ability to show his relationship with quarterbacks and create success in Minnesota. That's why he's here. And that's why I think he's been pretty good at it since he's been here. Now, 3-14, how good is that? It's not good. And not being able to score more than two touchdowns a game, that's not good either. So it's got to change. So the honeymoon part of that is over. The coach of the year honeymoon part of that is over. They got to win some games this year. I don't know that they've got to win, you know, 10, 11, 12. But as you've said before, and I agree with, there has got to be some measure of success for this season for Kevin. Otherwise, Kevin's in trouble. And it's not because of who
Xander
he is.
Barry. So is Xander Barry.
And it's not because of it's the NFL. It's just the way things work. And I just don't see another alternative than, okay, well, we didn't get to 10 wins. Maybe we can find someone who can get us there. Let's face it. That's how we got into the quarterback situation we're in right now.
It's true.
Because we had a quarterback that was okay. It was pretty good. Might have taken us a little bit farther. But they felt like their job was to make the team better every day, and they went out and got a quarterback that they thought could make the team better every day and maybe make them Super Bowl contenders, and they were wrong. And they admitted that. So we're the ones that, take the brunt of the winning and losing part of it. And so do they. They probably get hurt at the pocketbook when...
Pocketbook.
Yeah, it's an old word. I hate
love
that,
that.
I don't, though.
My grandmother carried one.
Yeah, so did mine. But I just... Just get us a quarterback. Dan's right. I can't put it any other way. It was very poetic, my friend.
I think that's where every Browns fan is. It could be Kenny Pickett. Sure, sounds great. Does he throw touchdowns? Beautiful. Hey, is it Dylan Gabriel? Guess who's not going to care about his height or any other problem that he has if he throws touchdowns? No one.
Exactly right.
Just get a guy who throws touchdowns and wins football games and make it so that we could just throw that jersey out with 40 names on it and have one. Doesn't matter what's on the back of it.
Only caveat I have here, only one. If it's one of the three young guys, better for this guy, because that means you might have somebody who could be here for 5 to 7 years. That's real wishful thinking.
Hmm. You guys are both going to hate me. You're both going to hate me for saying this. So I'm preparing myself. Yeah, you might already hate me on this. There is a part of me that just wants to say, and I'm just saying it, we're not going to do it, but maybe we should do it at some point, especially now that camp is over and we're not into the real camp. We're into the mini camp. The mandatory mini camp is over. I just really want to say, and I wonder what the percentages would be if I went 216-474-0092, who's the starting quarterback now? And I wonder what fans would say. And I wonder where we would be with that, because I think most, Jeff, would say who?
Joe Flacco.
Dan, most would say?
Joe Flacco.
I think you don't want to hear this. I think we would have a close to a majority of folks that would say Shedeur Sanders. I still think that that's there. In my gut, I feel like Browns fans feel that way. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. And, of course, we'll talk to Daryl Ryder coming up here in just a moment. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Daryl Ryder joins us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk to our Browns beat reporter after Camp has officially concluded for the Browns. Their mandatory mini camp is over. Dan, I just want to make sure that we have no more updates. Did we find out what was the main food in the concession line for the players today? I know they have like side places where they can get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever they want over there.
But oh, Uncrustables.
Do we know what was the main course? Because if we didn't, we're not giving everyone every ounce and drip of information we can about the Browns. So do we know what the main course was there, or can we find out later?
I mean, it's camp, so it's got to be like bug juice and gruel, right? Isn't that how that typically works?
I think so.
Not if that one.
Summer camp. I mean, you got to have bug juice at summer camp.
It's got to be high grade bug juice.
Get good food.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, good. All right, so we are up to speed on everything that happened at camp today, right? We've told everyone what's going on. Okay, good. I wanted to make sure. Let's go to the NBA now, Jeff. Shall we?
I don't think there's any question we shall.
How impressed are you with those Indiana Pacers?
I'm more impressed than I was before.
Well, okay. How much more impressed then are you because of the NBA
finals? Not at all.
Do you think they could win?
Sure. Of course they could win.
Didn't you have, you had Oklahoma City in seven, didn't you?
Six or seven.
I said seven. And I had Indiana in six.
I hope the Pacers win. I like watching them play. I just do. They play the game the right way. They move the ball. They move bodies. A little more difficult against a pretty good Oklahoma City defense. And that's the only thing that I've kind of noticed here. Even last night when they had the great fourth quarter and came from behind and won the basketball game, Oklahoma's defense is really good. And it's a little bit more of a challenge, I think, for Indiana. But, boy, they've been terrific. Certainly the Oklahoma City defense giving Indiana a little tougher fight than the Cavs did, than the Knicks did. And they've still been able to win two out of the first three games. Good for them. And I think it looks like a series that's going to go six or seven.
How about that bench last night, especially in the fourth quarter for Indiana?
Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah, and how
he was really good.
If you ask me, that's the difference in the game. That, you know, Indiana's bench was able to play through the pain, maybe is the best way to put it, because they were down. I mean, they came into that fourth quarter, they were down, but I don't know that any team, they're never out of the game because of their ability to come back. And, you know, 5-6 points seems like nothing for them. I mean, they've come back from, 19 down before in the playoffs? And for them to be able to come back and win that fourth quarter and win the way they did. I mean, not only did the offense sing with 32 points, but the defense was stifling in the end. And that when they were down and they were coming around, when they were losing and then they came back, the pickoff on the inbounds pass, oh, my God.
T.J. McCollum.
That was
really cool.
How awesome was that? That was like that's the play you want to show every kid.
That was a line drive to third base that was on you so fast, and you just put your glove up, and it was there.
That is the definition of hustle, because he had come down, missed the shot, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody else got the rebound, made the shot, and he had to guard the inbounds play, and magnificent to be able to pick off the pass. I was like, what is going on here? That was such a great little series of events. And by the way, probably the game changer, right? That was a point in the game where it kind of pivoted towards the end.
That was just a really cool play. He had 5 steals last night. You know, see, that's, you're getting guys coming off their bench and having real impact. He did last night. Mathurin had last night. Other games, not as much, but, you know, still scrappy and out there. And the Cavs didn't have that as much, if you're looking for a comparison there. And it's something the Cavs are going to have to think about moving forward. But the way that Indiana plays is fascinating to me, because they play an old school style of basketball, and by old school I just mean there's no hero ball or very little of it, and nobody's taking 25 shots. They're spreading their scoring, they're spreading their shot attempts, and they move the ball and they move bodies. You're going up against the best defense in the NBA. You're moving the ball, moving bodies, and getting open shots. Golly, look what happens when you move the ball and you move bodies. You get good looks, as opposed to pound, 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 let me jack up a three.
The other part of the story, not only was the bench, but was Tyrese Halliburton last night. I must have watched like three or four stories just about on the series itself. And you're sitting there and you're like, oh, this thing's 1-1. What's going to happen? Halliburton's been, how would you describe his play in the first two? Average, like somewhere around there. And then like the people were calling him out. And yeah, he came back last night with 22, 11, and 9.
But see, here's the thing, though, Andy. Mm-hmm. The way they play, they don't need a guy to go get 25. They don't need a guy to go get 30. Halliburton can go play good basketball as the team's point guard and just play the game the right way. That, to me, that's one of the beauties of Indiana's style of play. All right, if you're the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson has a bad night and scores 14. You're toast. You're toast for the most part.
But he also got
Donovan Mitchell has 14. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Halliburton has 14. Well, good. He's a point guard. He passes the ball. He's supposed to do a lot of things, and he does.
But he had 17 in game two where they got rocked 123-107, and then people were killing him. He's got to do more. He's got to do this. Can he bounce back?
You know why people
all the headlines and 17 points? He led the team in points.
You know why people are killing him? Because they're locked into hero ball. They're not locked into team basketball.
Good point. How does this thing play out from here?
Got me.
You think it's going to be more of the same close ball game, or do you? After watching last night's game even though Oklahoma City only scored. Limited points in the fourth quarter yesterday. I kind of feel like this thing's still going to go back down the wire. I really thought even in the fourth quarter, Oklahoma City was going to win last night. I don't know why. I just kind of felt like
you've been that way all day when we've chatted.
Yeah,
about this.
And I didn't think that Indiana was going to. It's just like at some point you're saying to yourself, was Indiana going to run out of gas here and not have any of that fourth quarter magic the way? And then boom, what'd they do? They just played great defense and they got timely scoring from different players, and they went out and they beat Oklahoma City down the stretch last night. Really, that's what they did. They beat him down the stretch, but they beat him with. And no one's going to sit here and think, "Oh man, it was." Well, maybe some people will, some people are going to say, "Oh, it was that amazing defense." But man, they only had 18 points. OKC only had 18 points. That's not going to happen again.
Why not?
An 18-point quarter for Why Oklahoma not? City? Because I expect more, and I think their fans do, and I think.
Doesn't
if
matter.
You watch them enough, 18-point quarters just don't, especially in the playoffs, man, when you got to win.
Well, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Give Indiana credit. Indiana came out and played a better fourth quarter. They were down 5 going into the fourth. Outscored them, what, 32-18? Well done. That's how you win basketball games. Mm. Play a little defense, shoot the ball well. Easy.
All right, what else have we noticed in this series that the Cavaliers can take out of this and say, okay, we can be a better team because we learned this here?
Oh, it's the same point I've always made. I can't stand hero ball. They didn't play it in the regular season, the Cavaliers. They spread it out a lot. They went hero ball. Before the series started with the Cavs, before the playoffs started, I said, I hope they don't revert back to having one guy take all kinds of shots, and they did. Might have been out of necessity, but all of a sudden it went back to what it was, and it didn't work. And so you're missing a guy. Doesn't mean you change your style of play. It means you continue to play the way that you won 64 games in the regular season.
I don't know if it's something specifically for the Cavs, but it's something that definitely has stood out to me. There's a home for the old school point guard, and that there's somebody out there who is playing old school point guard.
Are you talking about Halliburton?
I'm talking Halliburton.
Okay. Yeah.
And the fact that everybody's sitting there going, oh, Halliburton's got to step up. He's got to score more. It's like,
I'm not wrong, right? Isn't that what we heard for the last 2 days? Halliburton's got to do this. He's got to get a lot better. Oh my God. He's
not a superstar. He's a winning point guard.
Right. Because in the playoffs, he's been like 19 and 10. You know, 19 points, 10 assists. It's the old argument we heard for years and years when it came to Steve Nash, and everybody would scream at Nash all the time for not shooting enough. When in reality, he was the old school point guard. He was setting everybody up. He was everything, every poking, every prodding, every shooting had something behind it. It wasn't just, I got to get my 20 up because I can make, 10 of them. It's the same thing with Halliburton, and I wonder if we see more and more people like that.
good quarterbacks in the NFL don't win games by themselves. They have to have a lot of things working. And a good point guard is the same type of deal. You know, you have to set guys up. You have to orchestrate. You have to run the offense. Does that sound familiar? That's what we're worried about with the Browns. Who can run the offense? Halliburton runs the offense. And, man, his clutch shooting has been off the charts. He's been a delight to watch. But if you're looking for him to be Michael Jordan, well, that's not him. That's not what he does. If you're looking for him to be Donovan Mitchell, that's not what he does. He's not Jalen Brunson. He's a point guard. And he's 6'5".
That helps the cost, too.
It sure does.
I think that's my lesson out of this, is that people have said one of the flaws of this Cavalier team is that the two guards need the ball in their hands and they need to get their shots up. And that, you know, I think, Jeff, it was you and I behind the scenes once, we're trying to sit back and figure out, is there an old school point guard left?
Yeah.
Or have they all turned into ball dominant? I got to score 20 a game. And we have an answer. There's at least one that we know of, and I'm watching them in the finals right now, and I wonder if it means we see more and more of them because we know how this is such a copycat league.
Mm-hmm.
From a Cavs perspective, if Indiana goes on to win, can you take any, I don't want to say pride, but that'll be 2 years in a row you got knocked out by the, if Indiana goes on to win, right? That you continue to take any learning experience to say, oh, we hit two brick walls along the way?
Nope.
No?
It does nothing for me. You know, and just think about this. This is not about Darius Garland, okay? It's not. Darius is a hell of a player.
Everybody wants to make it out.
But it's not about him. He's a hell of a player. He's really good. It's about the fit. Could you imagine if a guy like Halliburton was playing alongside Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley? Think about that.
I'll contemplate that. But before we do that, I've got to talk to Daryl Ryder because he's coming up next. Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, gives us a lowdown as camp concludes in Berea. What will we find out next? Only Daryl knows. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.